Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
Emma,
Ma,
it's me, Mala Mala,
Mala,
Mala Rain, checking in with my girl, my sis, Emma E2K, on Motivational Mondays. Make sure y'all keep it locked, and look out for my new video sermon, it's out now, on the site, scholarvmg.com, show your love, and get inspired, you dig, bad girls.
Monday morning. Good morning. Great morning. Great rising, royal family. Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive and sexy host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. I love Mondays. I'm going to scream it from the rooftops, on top of the houses, on top of a car. I love Mondays. You know, I have a double sense of blessing on Mondays. Mondays is the beginning of work week, you know, just the beginning of another week. So So to me, it's beginning and starting over. I want to give a big shout out to Mala Rains for that drop. You know, I had to play the first thing. And if you missed it, make sure you listen to the show in its archive and you'll be able to hear it. For those that want to leave their drops, make sure you email me, e2kworldyllc@gmail.com. Make it less than 30 seconds. You know, keep it positive, keep it true to the show. And make sure it's MP3 format. So send in your drops for consideration. And if I decide to go with it, then you will hear it on the show. So, of course, you have to tune in and see which drops I use. Big shout out to all those that are on deck via all the social networks, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You know, I see you. I see when you inbox me. Thank you for the love and the support. Make sure you follow us through all those social networks. Follow Emma E2K. Follow E2K Worldwide. Follow E2K Magazine. Follow Lush Radio Online. Follow Lushy Lush from Lush Radio Online. Follow us. We'll follow you. Make sure, you know, you support us so we can continue to be the voice of the people. A big birthday shout out to all those that have celebrated, that are celebrating, those that, you know, keep other people's memory alive. I wanted to talk about being kind. You know, sometimes we just don't know what people are dealing with in their daily lives. Everybody has skeleton in their closets, and everybody has demons and, you know, all sorts of stuff that they fight against, whether it be personal or, you know, business. However, people are still fighting to keep sane, you know, and we don't know that because these battles are fought behind closed doors. So all I'm saying is if you see someone that's a little distraught, if you see someone that's kind of isolating themselves, if you have a family member or a friend or anyone that you know that you see them kind of isolate themselves, that they sleep a lot, that they're not really connected to no social media or have any friends. You know, these are people that we need to try to reach out to more, you know, and let them know that people care. Once they realize that people do care and they're not alone in the world, you know, their whole perspective changes. So just saying, you know, anybody that you know, keep your eyes open. Be kind to people, man. Be kind to others. You just never know what people are going through. And a smile, a kind word, a kind gesture can change that whole thing around, all right? So let's just be more kind. Let's spread more love into this world. It surely needs it.
don't want to be mysterious with you.
Thank you.
morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Like I said, another blessed Monday, man. I'm here. I'm glad that you're here as well. I'm going to go into my phone lines again. If I go to my phone lines and you do not want to speak, you can stay silent and I will keep you on hold and you can continue to listen to the show. It's all good. But if I go to your phone lines and you want to say something, then that is your time to speak. 917, good morning, y'all. We're ME2K. 917, that's peace. 347-327-329. Good morning, y'all. We're ME2K, peace.
What's poppin'? This is you know who, straight from the Boogie Down Bronx.
Hi, you know who from the
You already know who it is, bro. You already know who it is.
Oh, my God.
The number one. The one and only. What's good, Emma? How are you today? What's good on Motivation Mondays? Talk to me. I got a little motivation, but I little need more.
I'm always sorry with this, Gilly.
You know it's Gilly. You know who it is.
It took me a minute. I'm not even going to fight. It took me a minute. I was like, okay.
You know who it is. Ain't nobody got a distinctive voice like this. You know what it is.
Yes.
Pioneer of this whole rap shit. What's going on? What's good for Motivational Mondays, though? Put me on. Like, I want to know. I'm motivated. You know, Monday
well,
came.
Yes.
Yeah.
Monday,
yeah.
To me, Monday is like a double blessing for me. I'm blessed every day. But Monday, it's something about Monday that is like a double whammy for me because it's like the beginning, the starting of a week. Some people say, you know, the week starts Sunday. I say it starts Monday, tomato, tomato, you know? But
right.
My week starts Monday, so it's like a double blessing. It's the beginning. It's a start over. So no matter what happened last week, this week coming is still a do-over for me, you know? And that's kind of how I see each week, and that's why I get excited about Mondays. And I get double motivated on Mondays. Now, the topic that I was discussing today that I was starting off was just expressing to people to be kind to others because you never know what other people are going through, what battles they're facing or they're fighting. You know, people see other people from the outer part and, like, they're like, oh, they got it together. You know, they know what they're doing. And inside, they don't know what battles
it's just like, I totally understand. It's like a house that looks beautiful from the outside, but it's condemned on the inside. But,
absolutely.
You know, my theory is like if your foundation and your structure is not strong on the inside, then, you know, you're going to have your cracks and your squeaks, you know, which everybody has. So, you know, I mean, we all go through that. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody got a story to tell. You know, my thing is that motivation comes within self and within a belief within self. You know, karma is is this rated PG, rated R? What is this?
But keep it at a, you know.
All right. So you know how I talk anyway. But, you know, like I said, karma is a MF, you know what I mean? And the first thing is I learned this because, you know, if you know me and people know me around the world, I've been through so many obstacles in my life and all through the power of God is what gets me up in the morning and continue to try. You know, which is today, which is a beautiful Monday. I just saw this on Facebook. Emma was like, yo, call. So I'm going to call because I feel great. I'm about to get up, hit the showers, go outside to the park, work out. I don't believe in the gym. I believe the gym is in the mind. I believe everything is in the mind. So, you know, I'm gonna start today from scratch, and I'm going to keep it moving forward. There's a lot of things I want to do. You know, the holidays is good. You know, holidays are good, but it's also a sad moment for a lot of people because, like you said, a lot of people act like, or feel like they have, you know, show that they have so much going well for them, but inside is an uphill battle and it's a struggle. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought I'd reach out today and show you that love because you are one of my motivational people in the world. Like, you motivate me, actually. You know, you 1,000, 2,000 miles away from where I'm at, but you're my motivation. You know, you put that fire underneath me and you be like, yo, come on, dog, you got to get up and go. Only because of where we come from, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate you too. And that's the circle. I like to call the village that we surround ourselves with. You know, there's certain key people that we respect because of, you know, of where we all come from. There's a level of respect that we have for one another, where it's like when the other one calls us and checks us on some certain things, we're like, okay, we're being checked, you know, in a loving and respectful way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right, checked and motivated at that too, where you're like, okay, this person, you know, what they're saying is coming from a good, genuine place, so I can trust that, you know, not like some people that'll say some things and, you know, it's really not coming from a genuine place, you know. So we have to keep that village that surrounds us, that keeps us motivated and keeps us focused around us all the time, and try not to let, you know, extra stuff get in. Sometimes it does, because we're not, you know, sometimes our shields go a little low, but we recognize it, and then, you know, we put the force field back up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man. You know, I just, like I said, I don't want to take nobody else's time, because I imagine there's like a lot of people that want to reach out to you and keep in with you. But, you know, thank you for picking up my phone call, and you know, and like I said, man, I'm here. You know, there's a lot of things I would like to talk about. Today's motivation. So, you know, I just, the word to the wise is, you know, motivate yourself. Don't wait for nobody to motivate you. Put God first in your life, or whatever is your higher being. And don't be afraid to give it a chance. Give it a shot. You know, worst thing that can happen to you is the best thing that can happen to you.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Amen. Thank you. Well, you know,
you're ready.
I don't know what you're doing, but if you want to hang out, I could keep you on hold, and you could at least.
I'm here. Like I said, I'm about to, you know, I'm about to do the man thing. I'm about to, you know, make sure the body's clean, and then
okay.
Go outside and make sure the mind is right and the physical is right. Then after that, whatever it is, you know, we warriors of the Lord.
Mind, body, and soul. Mind, body, and soul.
There
we always have to protect our body and soul. Absolutely. Well, you have a blessed, blessed day, and an even
ready.
More blessed.
Hello?
Yeah. You have a more. I think I put you back on hold. Hold on.
About to tell me something, and then you said mute.
Okay, I was putting your hold. I was going to put music. But go ahead, what you were saying?
But yeah, no. I just want to show you love, man. That's all it was. You know what I'm saying? And everybody in the world that's listening to you, continue to listen. You know, Emma has some good thoughts and some good theories. And remember, put yourself first. And you wind
Absolutely.
Up being the first. You know, if you have no
Absolutely.
Confidence in yourself, you'll wind up being the last. And it doesn't matter who wins the race. It matters who finishes the race. You know? So,
thank you, Billy. King
God salute bless you,
to
man.
You.
Love you, girl. You already know.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
I know street life, and there's a thousand.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays, you know, with your positive and sexy host, MA2K, another Monday here. I want to give a big shout out to all those that are on deck listening. I have Liz on deck. She's listening. I believe she's at work, right? Big shout out to Elizabeth Rosario. Did I put you on blast, sis? Oh, I didn't mean it. I just wanted to show you all this love and thank you for all the support all through the years. You know, I know this goes beyond this industry stuff, you know. Big shout out to you, the fam. I carry you in my heart always, daily. Big shout out to Bernadette. Yes, I will trade that sancocho recipe for the sweet potato pie one, okay? So when you're ready to trade recipes, you give me a holler. Shout out to Edgar. Shout out to Yvette. Shout out to Yolanda, Miss Calderon. Shout out to my E2K magazine team. Shout out to Ashley, who's done a beautiful, beautiful job so far with both my websites, emmae2k.com and e2kmagazine.com. Make sure you go to e2kmagazine.com and join the mailing list. You know, the website is still being worked on because we're actually due to come out next year. But we are collecting, you know, for the mailing list and letting you know everything that's going on and that's about to go on. So when you go to e2kmagazine.com, make sure you leave us your email address. Also visit ma2k.com, which is my website. Make sure you go to lushradioonline.com, and you can be able to listen to any back shows because these shows go on archive. So if you don't hear it live, have no fear. You can always listen to them later. Big shout out to PR Flags Up. Big shout out to Gilly, who I called earlier. Big shout out to all those that inbox me and just, you know, shout me out from there, because for whatever reason they don't dare call. I don't know why. I'm harmless. I really am. Big shout out to La Tere, always doing her thing in the Chi town, Chi City. Big shout out to all the worldwide audience. You know, I'm just so blessed and fortunate to have, you know, an audience that goes worldwide. You know, what a blessing, man. I'm telling you, I just always feel double blessed on Monday Eve.
It's your boy TDI, aka TDI Music. And I'm here to tell you, the turn up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational. With my homegirl, MAE2K. Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
I know you usually don't hear me talk like this, but I got a little game that I want to play. Are you ready? When I think about you, I think about giving myself to you, 'cause you know I want you, babe, and I would do anything. I know you're thinking the same thing, babe.
So come and get it.
I'm
so excited.
I can't hide my feelings, get it. I won't stop till we start over and finish. Tonight it's all about my baby. I'm beating for you, get me high. I can't stop, you feel me, right?
The door, that old floor.
Think about the way that we make love, the way that you make me sweat, make me want a cigarette, and I ain't no smoking chick, but you got me wanting it, so don't stop.
Yeah, you make me high, oh, I'm feeling right there.
Yeah.
We're talking and turning, so keep it right there.
Yeah. My adrenaline is pumping right, stomach muscles getting tight, skin so wet, my fingers light. I'm gonna take you to a place you ain't never been. Handle my business day. Make sure you handle me too.
I just want more. I can't get enough, baby. It's all up for.
I just want more.
Woman. To the one working hard for hers, this is just my way of letting you know. I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
Remix. I love her cause she got her own.
Boy, I don't just ride, she'll pull up beside of me. I had to ask her what she doing in that caddy. She said, cause you my baby, I be stunting like my daddy. And there's not many who catch my eye. We both wearing Gucci, she match my fly. And that's why I'm supposed to keep her closer, right by the side. Toaster in the holster, and now she with Loso. Chase, you didn't know so. You could save your money, dog. Shorty getting dope, so. What she care with his calls? You could call her Miss Boss. I got it backwards, crisscross. Shorty got her own.
You're tuned into Motivational Mondays on LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K.
Everybody's coming to the table. That's one thing that I can be optimistic about. Pain is what creates my music. I'm useless when I'm happy. So pain is what my motivator, frustration, anger, confusion, loneliness. So I think with what you're talking about, with the world being chaotic, which it is, all this chaos is what's bringing us all together, bringing the three of us into one room.
tried hard to settle down for every job. So many men, so many men, no one needs.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not the only one. Don't give up, no reason to be ashamed. Don't give up, you still have us.
Shout out to all the beautiful ladies, all the BBWs. As you see yourself, it's as you are. And you're beautiful. You're amazing. You're tremendous. You're so bodacious. Every beautiful thing or name that I can think of is who you are. But without no self-love, you guys can really feel what I'm saying. So I ask today, forget about yesterday, but I ask today to tap into that self-love. You know, really look in the mirror. Really see that queen looking right back at you. You know, this is for the ladies, also for the fellas, you know. But, you know, I cater more to my queens. But it goes for everybody. Look at yourself in the mirror and appreciate that person looking back at you. You know, the topic of today was to be kind to others, because you don't know what others are going through. You don't know what battle, you know, they're battling and what demons they're fighting. since you don't know, a smile, a nod, you know, just looking somebody in the eye and letting them see that you feel their pain, or at least you're sympathetic to what they're going through, even if you don't understand. I'm going into my phone lines real quick. One of my queens are building 347. Good morning, queen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
And you're looking it too, and it radiates from you. How you doing, mommy?
I'm great, man. And even when I'm not, I am. See how that goes?
That's right. I know how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I tapped in too late. I had to do something at work.
It's okay. I appreciate you, you know, still squeezing me in even at work. I love it. I love everybody tuning in even from their job. They put they call me, let me know, listen, I can't call on them, but I'm listening. So I'm like, okay. That's still good. Still love. I still feel that energy. Even when people don't call in, but I feel, you know, the energy of everybody just wanting to tune in and grab a little motivation. Like, everyone needs a little bit of motivation, but we can never forget that motivation starts with us. You know, we got to be the first cheerleader and the first ones on deck for our own lives, you know. And then, yeah, of course, surround ourselves with other people. Like I like to call the village, surround yourself with your village of people that keep going, that keep feeding that motivation. But you first have to be the first one on deck to say, you know, to motivate yourself. You're the one that open your eyes and get yourself up from bed, you know. So, yeah, so these things.
Like I always say, in order for everything to coexist, you first have to exist.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. I mean, there's nothing more true than that. If you don't show up for yourself, then how do you expect others to show up, you know?
Yes.
It basically starts. So how's everything going with the GNN project? Talk to me a little bit. I got like maybe 3 minutes for you to let me know what's going on and what's to come.
Oh, my God. It's going so great. This weekend was amazing. I was collaborating with somebody. It was like when music collided with domestic awareness. There was a lot of survivors sharing the stories. Mary Kay was there. There was other organizations that are with women trafficking. It was just beautiful. Then yesterday, there was another organization that they were doing care packages for the troop overseas that I'm not going to be home for Christmas. I thought that was wonderful. And the GNN was there collaborating and donating for that cause. It's just been busy. Right now I'm working on my Christmas, and I hope today I will get confirmation. I have one of the ladies. You see, it's all about networking. Really, it's all about networking. When I was over there on Saturday, I'm sorry, I'm like all over the place. On Saturday, I connected with a lady that she has an organization. She is a survivor, and she's getting a truck load of toys, and she's collaborating with me. She's giving me all her toys, and so I don't have to do a toy drive or nothing, because what I'm doing is I'm going to Rikers. I'm going to the female and male jails that are not going to be home for Christmas. They're going to be writing a letter to their kids, and we're going to bring these toys with the letter for mom, because kids are suffering when your parent is not home. And all the kids that have a parent that is not home, all they want is to be with mom for Christmas. So although mom won't be there, receiving a letter and a toy in behalf of the mother, it is something that I want to give, at least saying mom is not here physically, but she's thinking of you. And hang in there, be strong. Mommy made a mistake, and she's going to become a better person. So
absolutely.
I'm very excited about that. I'm really, really excited about that.
That's beautiful, because that is keeping that family unit, you know, as together as much as you can. you know, it's very important to keep that relationship, even if it's through letters or whatever, but it's definitely key for these children to know that they're loved, that they're not, you know, they didn't do anything wrong, that they are not a mistake, you know. So
yes.
I applaud you. I applaud you, the GNN Project, always coming through and supporting the community, supporting always, you know, the underdog, and that's why, you know, anything I can do for you, you already know, you know, I'm available all the time because I support all those that support others, you know. That's what Lush Radio is, the voice of the people, and we allow people to come on to share all the good things that they're doing for everyone else. It's just a beautiful thing. Let people know how they can follow you if they want to either donate or participate in what you guys are doing out there in New York City.
Yes. They could look us up on Facebook, the GNN Project. They could also visit our website, gnnproject.org, and on Instagram as well, the GNN Project. I would like, yes, a lot of volunteers, because I'm going to do like the midnight run together. They're all going to have like an area and bring in these toys to the kids. Me and Nana cannot do it all. So we're going to need a lot of volunteers. And look us up next week. Our TV show is coming out in BronxNet. It will be at 7:30 at night on Channel 68. It's a half an hour talk show. It's called Tales of a Survivor, which is going to bring awareness. Our intention is to bring awareness to others that are going through pain in silence, that you too could live a life free of abuse. You just have to want it for yourself.
Absolutely. Well, thank you always for calling. You know, like I said, we are, you know, one of your biggest supporters. You know, we are walking the same walk. Shout out to all those queens that are out there doing the work. Please make sure you reach out to GNN Project if you're out in New York City. If, you know, all these queens that hit me up and they want to do wonderful things, well, you got to follow the ones that are already trendsetting. So make sure you reach out to them, let them know that, you know, you're there to support. Because, you know, one hand has to help another. We have to keep this village going. To you and all the ones. To you and all the women, Wonder Womans out there, salute, and this goes to y'all.